Let's get it.
Me, my guys, we really live. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithe. Please don't have me reach inside. And I send them cars home. Keep the semi when I ride. When I don't hear me when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Better be there pronto.
Pronto.
Y'all know what it is. This is the Chop Up. I am Damo, the political plug, here on another Monday.
Yeah.
Y'all already know who I'm with. Talk to him, Toya.
Hey, what's up? It's Toya G in the building. Happy to be with y'all on this beautiful Monday in July. Definitely happy to see these NBA finals cooking. We got a Milwaukee Bucks fan in the comments. Shout out to bro Didact, Didact Mercury. I'm actually going for the Suns. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be Suns in seven. I think they're going to cook down to the wire, but that's just me and mine. So big love to everybody, though. It's just another beautiful Sunday, Monday night. Sunny, at least where I'm from. I meant to say sunny Monday night.
Yeah. It's hot as hell. It was hot as hell today.
Yeah, it was.
What up, Lee?
Yeah, Monday. George Lee, a.k.a. Consciously. Don't forget the Lee. You know, you can find me at georgeleespeaks.com. Get all your merch. Get all your stuff over there. You feel me? Especially trying to get me booked for anything, really. This week, man, we got some nice conversations for y'all, man. We're going to jump really right into it. We know that there was a lot of controversy surrounding those old vaccines and, you know, people getting them and not getting them and what they can do and what they can't do. We know in recent news, we got a new variant out. We got a new spike of the coronavirus. What do y'all like? How y'all feel? And specifically when it comes to dialogue about the vaccines in this new variant, the Delta variant.
You know, Delta variant out here on the streets, a lot of people saying they finna just go through the whole Greek alphabet on them and just variant after variant. Niggas is like, these variants is coming out like new pledges. You know what I'm saying? You know, a.k.a. DST, Alpha Phi Alpha. They just like, man, these mugs is about to keep popping up on us. And so that's what I'm mostly concerned about. The news that LA County has decided to, you know, put mask mandates back for all indoor activities is a big deal. It's pretty huge. LA likes to be at the forefront of, you know, having their defenses high against COVID. They have throughout the entire pandemic. So I'm not surprised that they decided to act that swiftly. But it's interesting. You know what I'm saying? To see LA County, that includes Long Beach, where Damo live, be like, hey, mask back on, you come inside, it's non-negotiable, it's a mandate. That's a sign and a symbol that it's not a game. And so, you know, this is time for us to have real conversations about the vaccine, about how it works again, about what its purpose is. Because even with the vaccine, you can be a problem or cause problems or experience problems with these variants. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? But realistically, you know, we still, you should have never, hopefully never got to let your guard down. Hopefully y'all out there keeping your guards up because it's real out there.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it was an inevitability. You feel me? You know, we really kind of just decided, you know what I'm saying, that the pandemic was over. It wasn't we reached these numbers because it was like 1 week, it was like crazy numbers. Then the vaccine dropped. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, all right, we ain't talking about the numbers as much because we got all these people vaccinated. And so it was like we just kind of decided that we was past the pandemic. And so, you know, this whole Delta variant thing is kind of it's expected. You know what I mean? I definitely think that it's bad press. It's bad PR for the idea of vaccines because the whole purpose was to get this so you could be straight. You know what I mean? But now they talking about, well, now you got to come in and get booster shots. And now you got to.
I mean,
it's bad PR.
It's bad PR for people who are deciding to be willfully ignorant about how vaccines work. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are like, oh, I got the vaccine, I'm good, and nothing can ever happen to me, then you lie to yourself about the vaccine and what it does and how it works and what its purpose was. And so, yeah, it becomes bad PR. So I think that is a bigger reality to face is that everybody thought that the vaccines were supposed to be a silver bullet. They were never supposed to be. It was supposed to be a company with a whole bunch of shit. And I think when people use it as this magic potion, either to say, aha, I told you so, or to say, I'm out here living young, wild, and free, you playing yourself on both ends of the spectrum.
But I mean, but that's where the bad press comes in, because that's actually how it worked, right? Like there's no, I mean, there's a lot of middle ground there, but when we hear these conversations, just like any political conversation, it's polar. We hear the polarized conversation. Mm-hmm. We don't get the like the middle ground of just like, you know, it's a lot of people that decided to get the vaccine just based off of, you know, I'm gonna trust the science. I'm a believe that this is the thing that works best.
Sure. Right?
And a part of what I talk when I'm talking about that bad press is that it's a lot of people use it. See, they telling you got to get the Delta variant now, and they mm-hmm. now you got to get the other one. And so these conversations, even outside of like the large what we see on media, social media, whatever, when people are having these conversations, it's like how do you then respond to the person that was already looking at you crazy? Like when you turn into a zombie from getting that vaccine, I'm taking you out. You know what I mean? Now they like, okay, what you think about that? You got vaccinated. What you think about that Delta though?
But here's my thing. I will say this. Go ahead, Lee.
I feel like it's almost be petty. It's like, hey, Damo, before Damo spoke, you almost asked him, tell me you've been around YouTube niggas without telling me. You've been around niggas spitting all these goddamn YouTube conspiracy theories about motherfuckers that already was a little faulty when it came to the science of it anyway. I think that me being old enough to know when we had to carry around the, mm-hmm. The immunization records. It's mm-hmm. like, hey, the immunization records.
Yeah, we had to get shots. Yeah, like, get your shots, you can go.
It's a reason why there was a list of vaccines you had to get because it was new shit that came out all the time. Yeah. So to me, I just think that now people, to me, I feel like it's a way you should be woke. And I think that when you weaponize your wokeness for dumb shit and like being pseudoscience and shit like that, I think it's not cool. It's not.
I'm gonna tell you, productive. It ain't. And the ones talking the loudest on that pseudoscientific shit be the ones that I ignore the most. Because the thing that ignores me about a lot of those same people is that they're not willing to stand in the decision that they made. Right? You can't point at me and say, ha, 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 there's a variant out there that could, now you got to get a booster shot. Oh, you can still get it. You can still get the Delta variant with a vaccine. Like, that might be true, but at least I'm standing in my shit. Right, I recognize and understood what I signed up for. I know how vaccines work, so I know I can still get sick from COVID. I know that it was a possibility of a booster shot. They've been said that if you was paying attention to the news and not just sensationalizing the moment, they've been said it was going to be a booster shot at least in about a year. Now they're saying it could be a little bit sooner depending on which one you have, but I already knew that was already on my radar. That's realistic because every year you have a flu booster shot. But when I say it bothers me that these people ain't willing to stand in their shit, they ain't willing to tell the truth. Right. If you don't have a vaccine shot, you're supposed to put a mask on. But it's people faking and shaking like they got a vaccine that's ripping the mask off, that's running around, and they're the ones causing the problem. And that's my issue. You ain't willing to stand in your decision. You made a decision not to get a shot, so you should keep your mask on and walk around with a mask on. Instead, you trying to, you know, exist in both worlds. You get to straddle the fence. And now not only are you not willing to, you know, make the decision to get a vaccine and protect yourself and other people, but you also walking around like you are the problem. You are the issue, and there's no way around that. And that's the people we're not talking about, is the people who get to walk around and abuse, but then point the finger like, you stupid.
But what I think, and now let's be clear, I'm vaccinated. I'm not anti-vax at all. So please understand that the positions that I'm putting forth has to do with how the conversation becomes muddled. And it's important because with the way that social media has allowed for certain theories to proliferate, it's certain arguments that become more mainstream than you think. Like flat earth, for example, is something that is a lot of people take way more serious than they should, right? Mm-hmm. And they do because of social media. So you now have people like that are anti-vax or that are utilizing anti-vax talking points that never really, that was never anti-vax or whatever, but because these things have been injected into the mainstream conversation, this anti-vax position has been injected into the mainstream conversation, we underestimate how many people are adhere to some baseline understanding of being anti-vaccine. Mm-hmm. Starting with and really weaponizing the distrust that Black people have of medical industries. Right. I mean, because like I said, I was just with my family. I was having some conversations with my sisters. I mean, they had some concerns. You know what I mean? I listened to them, and I was just like, yeah, whatever, y'all know. You know what I'm saying? Like, without, like, you know, them my girls, I love them to death, but they was on some silly shit. You feel me? But to me, I'm taking note. Like, we've never, me and my, we are My mama vaccinated us. Like, we all got our shots. You know what I mean? So the fact that y'all, that now all of a sudden we're having these anti-vaccine conversations, that means it's something else happening mainstream socially, mm-hmm. right? That's also that they're getting access to these talking points. And so it's like, we can't underestimate how that, how much sway that has on the larger conversation, because if people, if this is what's informing people, mm-hmm. you feel me? This how that shit creep up on you, and niggas be in control of some shit that they shouldn't be in control of.
That's big facts. Lee, I'm gonna jump over to these comments because they kind of been jerking. It says a couple people asked a question. Actually, New Kang Era asked the question, do we like lockdowns? How do we feel about the possibility, potential of things running rampant and us being back in a position of lockdowns? We're going to answer that question in a second. Pinky Promise Life says, I'm not vaccinated, but I keep to myself in my bubble and I always mask up if I have to go around others. That's the honor system, right? That's how it's supposed to work. That's how things are supposed to function. And you're supposed to do right based on the decision you made. TB points out, though, jump down to this real quick. There are no consequences anymore. Beforehand, if you didn't wear a mask, you couldn't enter the store or the restaurant. Now there's an honor system for a country that's never been honorable. And so that's the problem. We going off the G code. You know what I'm saying? GP trying to make sure we can trust people and people not being trustworthy about something that we recognize was so serious and acknowledged it was serious before. Because it's people who are willing to say, I don't want to get vaccinated, but I understand how serious the coronavirus is. You know what I'm saying? People that's like, I'm not no fool. I'm just not willing to go as far as get vaccinated. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I was somebody like invested in the science and understood the science and was like, okay, knowing what I know, I can't rock with it, I would stand firm in that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, I'm not. Everything I get, I can only look at it from the mindset of an amateur. Yeah. A novice, someone who is disconnected from that entire field of study. You know what I mean? And as someone who appreciates certain levels of forms of academia, you understand that it's certain layers and nuances to any form of science or any form of thought that to just be like, all right, I'm gonna just read some shit real quick and I got all the understanding I need. I'm not gonna be that type of nigga. I'm not that type of nigga. I can't. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like I don't think there's a real benefit to being like, nah, I ain't letting them inject me with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tuskegee. You feel me? That's weaponized in our history. You feel me? Against our own minds. That's fucking
real sensational. Right.
You said what, Lee?
Today, I see. Yeah, that's when it started getting real sensational, like, because it really erased or it glossed over all of the normalized vaccinations you had to get into a schoolhouse. You know what I'm saying?
That, and I mean, I told y'all one of the biggest reasons why, you know, y'all go back in the episodes and listen. It was some episodes where I was like, I'm on the fence. And when I decided to make the decision about it, you know, to go ahead and do it, it was because I didn't want to allow history to be weaponized against me. Because the same history where we'll talk about where those things happen are the same history we'll talk about Dr. Charles Drew. We'll talk about Henrietta Lacks. We'll talk about all these contributions that Black doctors have contributed and made for this. We'll talk about and omit, rather, and won't talk about the Black doctors that we'll celebrate. We'll get excited when young Black kids want to go to medical school. We'll be excited and make healthcare decisions and try to get doctors that look like us and da da da. So if we validate their decisions and perspectives in that breath, what is stopping me from the next breath being like, okay, these same doctors who are participating in creating this vaccine, these same doctors and immunologists who have done the research, who have crunched the numbers, who are objectively saying it's safe, why all of a sudden do I got to shut them down? But I'm excited because you want to. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Those are those that cognitive, this is a term for this. It's called cognitive dissonance, right? Where you find ways to disrupt what you would normatively do. You separate what you would naturally think or you would naturally reason for yourself and buy into something else. And I just wasn't willing to participate in that for this time. You know what I'm saying? And Kevin also, I laughed at Kevin Medeiros' comment. Kevin said, I got vaxxed, but to keep it funky, when's the last time we got free healthcare? Also, you know what I'm saying? Like, let the record show. You know what I'm saying?
They did get out of the way for free. And I'll say this, George, and you could put the bow on it. Blue first, I want to point out the comment Blue made. He said he's one of them dumb holistic healers. You feel me? Ain't nobody calling holistic healers dumb.
To be clear.
We're talking about the approach that people take. In terms of how these conversations take place. You feel me? That's what we're talking about. And what we have to understand is like what Toya is talking about specifically when she bring up people like Dr. Charles Drew is that black people are routinely, systemically, and systematically denied the resources needed for them to survive certain things like pandemics. You know what I mean? Like, we can't ignore that part. Because if you're talking about black people were dying at a higher rate fooling with COVID, and then black people were being denied vaccines, they'd be the conversation would be crazy. You know what I mean? And so we gotta put history in perspective.
Yeah.
And understand that there are ways where we become our own worst enemy, and we become what I really call agents of whiteness and white supremacy, because you end up becoming controlled opposition.
Yeah.
Not necessarily knowing it. Now, you're not purposely trying to undermine black people, but because of where your energy and conversation and knowledge is invested in, it can become counterproductive. Question everything, black people.
Yeah.
Question everything, black people.
See, like even brother Dybdak, you know, in terms of questioning everything, is like, I don't think it's the vaccine. For me, it's the research and development behind the vaccine. The vaccine is developed fast without too much research behind it. But that's a misnomer, right? So doing your own research, your own leaning in, discovering the truths about the questions that you have is important. We've talked about before how this is COVID, not one, not two, not 12, not 16. This is COVID number 19. This is not new. SARS is something familiar to us that is an iteration of this particular virus. So this was not new news. And the fact when you have all the scientists in the world who are stopping everything they're doing to put all hands on deck to work towards solving this conundrum, this enigma, you're going to come up with some answers and some solutions pretty quick. So while it is logical to be nervous about phrases like, emergency approval and this, that, and the other, it was emergent, and people responded to that who are qualified to do so. You know what I'm saying? So that's really kind of important to remember as well. The second comment I peeped over here that I wanted to holler at. I guess just want to double down on investing out of the blue. Like, this is, trust us, you know what I'm saying? The skepticism we have around the state, around the government, around white people and white supremacy is strong over here. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is overwhelmingly buying into Western medicine, right? We understand, like, the way that imperialism, the way that settler colonialism, the way that white supremacy has shaded the truth about a bunch of different, you know, approaches and strategies.
Specifically science.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, 2 feet on the ground says that we have to navigate all of those worlds, that we should approach and be honest and genuine and just forthcoming about the realities of all of those particular approaches, because there are some limitations to holistic solutions to things. And I mean, that's not to disrespect your craft, your beliefs, or anything like that. But the same way I believe there are limitations to Western medicine, which is why I pray. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about combining and working all of those avenues to create a better landscape for health. You know what I'm saying? I'm a pray first. I'm a pray last. And I'm a pray in between. But we're going to figure out, depending on what the situation is, whether or not some medical options are, you know, right for me. Shout out to Baby Oku coming in from Boston, too, by the way. Definitely love everybody popping in to the show real quick. But that's my take. You know what I'm saying? On how that move.
Yeah, man. We're just putting the bow on this conversation. We should always keep our ear to the streets. And always really try to understand and have an awareness of what's going on. I think that we should always be looking at multiple different sources in terms of when you do your research, whether it's about what's going on with the coronavirus or you're talking about the effectiveness of the coronavirus vaccine. In closing, though, it ain't going nowhere. I know that we have tried to renormalize making things normal in terms of the absence of coronavirus, but shit, this coronavirus ain't going nowhere. And if you live down south, you feel me? If you live in a red state, to be specific, I think that we should be very worried about how the people that we've elected to put in position to kind of protect us and take care of us, how they might, you know what I'm saying, be lost in the sauce of political bipartisan bullshit. And we looking and trying to, you know what I'm saying? That's what we got. So I think we should worry about, though. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Us folks down south uniquely, man. But next conversation, man, that was a snapshot. You feel me? What we got next?